This is Commons Cast, the official podcast of the Martha Rivers Ingram Commons at Vanderbilt University, featuring Q&A with the Dean, the Commons Calendar, and a first-year resident interviewing various humans of the Commons. Now, here's Q&A with Dean Melissa Grisolfi.
Hey Commodores, Happy New Year and welcome back to the Commons Cast. This is Anissa Patel and today we're back with another episode of Q&A with the Dean. First of all, Dean Grisolfi, welcome back. I bet campus is very different today than it was a week ago when there was nobody on campus. How is your break and do you feel relaxed and rejuvenated and ready for the new year?
Well, first of all, you're right. Campus is really quiet during the break and it's really nice, and also I'm always really ready for people to come back. It's nice for a bit and then it starts to feel really weird. And then everyone comes back on the same day. So it's like huge rush. But the break was wonderful. We had a very relaxing a couple of weeks. I feel like my kids were off longer than usual. So we did a lot of cooking and like a lot of crafts and watched movies and just hung out. It was great.
That's a lot of fun. And do you guys go anywhere on campus that is usually typically busy during break?
We are just out more. So the kids don't really love to ride their bikes on campus when everybody's out and about because, first of all, there's just fewer places to ride.
Exactly.
But then also the electric things like the scooters and the skateboards, especially if people have headphones on, they just feel like
it's hard.
It's not safe. Yeah. So they're definitely out on their bikes more. And then we walk the dogs on campus way more when people are gone. And it's for the same reason. Like our big dog Toby really disapproves of scooters, like highly disapproves. And so when he sees them, he will bark at them, which is embarrassing. And so, you know, when everyone's gone, we can walk and they can, you know, try to get the squirrels and a little calmer.
Yeah. And besides Commons, do you have a favorite area you think is the prettiest or most peaceful
on campus? I have lots of favorite areas. So on main campus, there's like this circular garden that's like this sponsored garden, and I'm forgetting who it's sponsored by, but there's always beautiful plantings. And right in that area there are all these different like really cool magnolia trees. And my daughter, at some point, she'll grow out of this, but thankfully she hasn't yet. She is a big tree climber, and so she climbs a lot of those trees. Nice. They're good climbing trees.
Have you ever gotten scared she'll fall or anything like that? She's pretty...
Not anymore. I mean, so she's 11, and my kids are pretty...
Right.
They're pretty outdoorsy, but I remember the first year we lived here, you know, there's that big, tall brick wall that goes around the dean's residence in the backyard. Yeah. And I had a reception in the backyard, and just for faculty heads. And my kids were walking along that wall.
Okay.
And I felt fine.
Right.
There's actually plantings on both sides of the walls. It felt like it was going to be okay. But I will say they were 6 and 8 at the time, so they were little.
Yeah.
And at the time we had an associate dean of the Commons. And his name is Frank Dobson, and he was much, much older than me. Like his kids were basically my age. And Dean Dobson could not take it. Like he could not take that they were on the walls. So finally I was like, you all need to come down.
That sounds like my dad. He's the most, I don't want to say, he's very precautious. Definitely like always making sure you do the safest thing and all of that kind of stuff. Speaking of family, do you guys do New Year's resolutions every year or not really?
We do. Yeah, I mean, kind of informally. We do goals. I tried to do them with my kids this year. And they were like, my resolution is for you to stop making me eat vegetables at dinner. I was like, that's really not what a resolution is about.
Right. Do you have any yourself?
I always have the same resolutions every year. It's kind of sad, which is to procrastinate less and but also take actual breaks.
Oh, that's I think it's hard, especially with TikTok and all the social media, because you kind of consider that a break, but it's really not because you're still very stimulated. And so I kind of have a similar one. It's more about just mindful scrolling. So if I'm going to be on social media, set a limit for 30 minutes, you know, do whatever you want, and then don't go past the 30 minutes, you know, be kind of mindful about what you're doing. That way it doesn't feel like you're just wasting away. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Yep. It makes total sense.
And then, so in your efforts to procrastinate less, how do you attempt to, you know, do that? I think we all kind of have that same goal. What do you have any like tips or strategies you use?
I mean, I have a million tips and strategies. I can't say that. I mean, I have been a professor now for almost 20 years and I still have the same goal of right. Don't procrastinate. The thing that does work best for me is to have like a big task list and, a weekly task list, and like having to copy your task list over to the next week is really upsetting. I mean, part of the problem with me is that like a lot of urgent things come up and then like you take care of like,
right.
Then you have to take care of them and then you're distracted and it's hard to get back to work. And so, the task list though does help hold me accountable.
Do you find the satisfaction in like crossing it off? I remember like I always write things down because I love like checking, doing a check mark and then like not seeing it anymore, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Versus just like digitally.
No, I love that. And I will say one of the things that's really discouraging is when I have an incredibly busy day and I have just been going all day long and then I look at my task list and nothing has been crossed off.
Right, because so many things have come up.
Right, and yeah. I didn't write them down. It's like, yeah. I know I did things today. They just weren't these things on the list.
I think that I've been trying to be a little bit more, at least I my family and I do a lot of New Year's resolutions. So the first 2-3 months of January, it's kind of all in our heads because we're all pushing each other and we're all like motivating each other. And so one of ours, or one, me and my mom are both actually trying to meditate more, which has been interesting here on campus just because I do it in my dorm, but sometimes it just, I feel like the tasks are always running through my mind. And so I feel like it sometimes makes it a little worse because I'm like, oh, I have to do this thing. Oh, I should have done this thing. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to just mentally work through setting aside time for, like you were saying, to take breaks and not think about it. But then when you aren't taking a break, to not procrastinate. I don't know. A lot going on in my brain right now.
No, I totally understand. Intentionality, I think, is a big part of it.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, I know you're double booked today. So I hope you didn't get too tired out by this conversation, but it was lovely speaking to you. I'm Anissa Patel. Keep listening to hear about what's coming up this week on the Commons calendar, and we will see you next time on our Q&A with the Dean.
Welcome back, Commondores. I'm Saria, and I'm back with this week's Commons calendar. I hope you all had a great winter break and a great kickstart to the new semester. To kick things off, the Journal Club will be hosting a special today from 12:15 to 1:15 p.m. at 2525 West End, Department of Biostatics, to talk about career exploration and job search readiness. From 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., the Center for Student Wellbeing will be hosting a webinar in collaboration with Headspace. In offering a webinar about healthy sleep, PISA will also be provided. Tomorrow, Vandy Radio will be having an interest meeting for anyone interested in music, politics, talking about anything and everything. Attend at 6 to 7 p.m. at Buttrick 112. Friday the 19th, there will be an off-Broadway production of Heather's the Musical. Stop by at Ingram Hall from 7:30 to 10 p.m. The Ice Hockey Club will be hosting the University of Alabama Huntsville at the Ford Ice Center from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m., Saturday the 20th. Join the Divinity School for their weekly Sunday services from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. in room G20. Monday, January 22nd, the Women's Center will be hosting a Wellness for the Mind, Body, and Soul webinar from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Tuesday, January 23rd, from 6 to 7 p.m., the Writing Studio will be holding an info session to apply to become an undergraduate writing consultant. Thank you guys for tuning into this week's Commons calendar. As always, follow us at mycommons.life and always tune in for next week's Commons calendar. Bye!
Hi, Doors. Welcome to the Human of the Commons interview. My name is Cynthia, and I'll be your host for this segment. Today, I'm here with Sarah. She is majoring in MHS and is originally from Dallas, Texas. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hey, Cynthia. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, to get the interview started, I'm just going to ask, how has your day been going? How was your week?
Yeah, so as we all know, it's raining. outside.
Sadly, yeah.
Sadly, but it's a good thing that my first class was at 10 today, so I only had to go to Commons Center. That was where my class was, so it was like a quick little walk. But yeah, I've had a good day. I think coming back, you know, from the first week of classes from winter break, it's been really rough, but you know, gotta persevere. You gotta keep going.
On that note, how are you like adjusting? Like, I feel like to me, it feels so weird. Like, it feels like everything's restarting, but at the same time, it's not. Like, how are you coping with that?
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. I feel like since we've kind of already gone through the motions first semester and like, you know, we're back, we kind of have some, you know, experience and all of that stuff. I feel like, yeah, I think I've just definitely learned a lot from the first semester. I'm just trying to like, you know, not make those same mistakes and stuff. But yeah, I think it's just that kind of thing where you have to just take it day by day. And I think also like with my schedule too, it's been difficult because I wasn't very lucky in the registration process.
Same.
So I just don't have enough time to eat for lunch. But you know, like I said.
Oh, we really?
Yeah.
No gap at all?
No. Like, I have just my classes are back to back. I actually have one class that's like, it's at Calhoun Hall. I think it's how you pronounce it. And I have like 14 minutes to like make it to Commons Center on the third floor.
Ooh.
And like my professor always like stretches the class out to the very last second. And like that's when like all the rest of the classes on the floor like, whenever they all like end too, so I'm just like rushing down the stairs, but you know, it is what it is.
No, and like that's the only like, what class is that?
It's my Latina studies class.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah,
I was thinking of taking that class.
Yeah, I think Cynthia is there. La otra Cynthia.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Wait. Little reunion. That's crazy. I don't know. I feel like is your schedule like pretty much set?
I think so. I think so. I don't want to drop any class until, like, you know, I'm actually sure. Like, I wanted to go to every class, you know, this week and just really decide later.
Yeah. Me too. But, like, I'm so indecisive that, like, I'm always, like, I'm sitting there in the class. I'm like, okay, I should drop this. And then I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, I feel that. I really do.
But I don't know. I mean, I guess time will tell. Just can't take too much time, but... On that note, how are you getting ready for this Nashville cold season, this winter?
Oh, gosh.
You know, we're both from Texas. I'm not used to this weather, are you?
No, girl.
So, I don't know.
This is all very new to me.
Is this just so strange, right?
It is. Yeah. It's a good thing that I have, like, I got these, like, they're not really, like, winter boots, but they're, like, hiking boots. So I just, like, use them as, like, my rain boots /, like, winter boots. So catch me wearing these, like, every day. So, like, it's fine. It is a fashion statement at its best.
But,
you know, I think I was actually thinking, like, I actually didn't know if it was going to be, like, a winter storm or something. Like, I don't even know what's going to happen. I was like, should I, like, stock up on snacks? Like, what if I can't physically leave my dorm? I was, like, freaking out. But, no, I think it'll be fine. Like, it's a good thing we don't go to school on Monday.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So I'm happy about that. But as far as like winter gear and stuff, I think I'm fine. I just have to, you know, just kind of, like I had said before, just take it day by day. And hopefully, I don't think I'll ever get used to it, actually. I was going to say, like, I'll get used to it. No.
No.
Cold is the cold. But
I know. This is not, like, right now it's like in the 50s. Like, I can do this. But as soon as it starts getting in the 30s, I'm like, that's insanity. Like, I can't. And, like, let alone, like, just cold. But it was cold and rainy today. Like, that was a madness and bad.
Like, all of that, like, the rain. Like, because since it rained so much, like, all of that's going to freeze. It's just all going to freeze. We're just going to have, like, you know, cute little ice, like, patches everywhere.
It's not cute.
It's not cute.
I don't know. I feel like I feel sickness coming my way. I don't know.
Okay, that's another thing too, because my I'm not gonna say her name on here, but like I have like a friend who like is just feeling so sick and I'm always with her. So I'm like always just so, I guess, cautious when it comes to that. Like, I just don't want to get sick. And I'm that person to just be like, you know, like, yeah. Are you, like, contagious? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just, like, so prone to getting sick, though. Like, it's not funny. Like, I just can't.
Me too. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm always sick. I'm not always sick, but I'm always just like scared to get sick, especially away from home. It's even worse.
I know. Oh,
I'm always like calling my mom. Like, I'm just going to be real. Like, I'm always calling my mom. Like, okay, what do I do? Like, what is happening to me?
No, I got sick last semester. I had the flu, but for some reason.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Because that was literally the worst experience of my life. Like, it was right before Thanksgiving break. I was so sick. Like, I called my mom, like, I'm dying.
Oh my gosh.
Like, at first, she didn't think it was serious, but I was like, I really cannot get out of bed. Like, I had to go to the hospital. I was like,
Oh my gosh. That
was a whole thing, but I was just like, damn. Like,
yeah.
I'm an adult. Like, I had to actually, like, do this myself. Like, it wasn't like, oh, someone's going to come take care of me. Yeah, right.
Yeah, no. I went through a similar situation too my first semester. It was like, it was really rough.
Those things that make us strong, I guess, because that was literally. Not okay. I was like, okay, things are getting real. I was like, okay. But, I mean, there's some good, like, for example, Katie Kai.
There we go.
The abrupt change. But we have to talk about positive things. We can't dwell on the past or on the bad. Okay, can you tell us a little bit about what Katie Kai is and why you were interested in joining?
Right. Okay. So Katie Kai is originally founded as a Latina sorority. And it's like more of a community service, like organization where we all kind of give back to Latino communities. And like, that's our focus. Okay. And I just feel like as soon as I read that first sentence, as I was reading and researching about Katie Kai, I was just like, wow, like that's kind of just, it's like giving baddie energy. Okay. Like I was like, I want to be surrounded by just, you know, powerful women like that who just really cherish Latino communities. I was like, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to, you know, so eventually I just applied. Like, that was first priority. Mind you, this was like during, what was it? I think it was over break. Like, the deadline was due. Yeah. And I had applied the very, like, first, like, few seconds before it was due. Like, I was like, I hit it right on the dot. But, actually, fun fact, I don't think I ever told you this, but my mom only went to, like, college for her first semester of college. Like, she didn't actually, like, graduate. I'm, like, first gen. But anyways. I know. And then her friend actually founded Katie Kai at.
No way.
Yeah, Southern Methodist University. So.
It's full circle.
It's full circle. Exactly. Exactly. So cool. And so, like, I've been, you know, texting nonstop with her. Her name's, oh my goodness. I cannot remember her name because my mind is blanking right now. But yeah, so she founded Katie Kai at her university.
That's so cool.
So yeah, she was just telling us, like, you know, or telling me and my mom, she was like, if you guys need any help with, you know, kind of starting your first chapter, like, just let me know. And I was like, oh my God, you're just so sweet. So cool. It's full circle. But I think, yeah, going back to your question, I think definitely it's because just of that tight-knit community, you know, giving back to Latino communities. And yeah, I just feel like that's something that I've always cherished throughout my entire life growing up in a Hispanic household and just really trying to, you know, garner that community and just taking it with me throughout college as well.
That's so inspirational. That is so sweet. Like, I can totally relate though. Like, they're so, like, our community is so small here at Vandy. It's just
so,
like,
small.
Like, it can be very discouraging, but at the same time, it's so cool that we could build that tight knit community. So
yeah,
I feel like organizations like Katie Kai are really important.
Exactly.
And I'm happy that we get to be a part of this, and it's so awesome. I'm excited.
For all events.
Like,
I know.
This semester, like, I can be stressed out by school, but let one thing be known, I'm going to be at those events. Like,
right now.
It does not,
like,
matter.
I'm going to drop everything and just, like,
for real. Yeah. School can wait. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm an academic weapon. Oh, no. last semester, I was an academic victim, but not this semester. I'm
academic weapon, girl.
I'm standing on business. Like, I cannot.
We can't
afford actually to be, like, making mistakes. Anyways, but let's end this interview with a good and positive note. Or yes, that was a little convoluted, but no, a positive note. Okay, so with the start of this new semester, what's like your mindset going into it, and like what are your goals from now until May?
Okay, so that's a really good question. I think my mindset has always been just take it day by day. You know, if one day is harder than the other, like just remember those like really hard moments and just know that you went through it. You know, whether it was a bad or good experience, regardless, you got through it. You went through it and you can do it again. I think that's like my big thing. And I think overall, just my mental health in general, like I just,
that's real,
I want to keep, you know, exercising every day. I want to make sure that I really just, you know, keep my mind just very healthy and just kind of gain like these really healthy habits. I feel like once you start doing it every day, it kind of just becomes normal and stuff like that. So I think exercising every day, kind of just having this mindset of just like, take it day by day, you know, like eventually you're gonna, like, to be real, eventually it's gonna happen. Like whatever you're dreading, it's gonna happen. Yeah. Like that's what I always tell myself. Like it does not matter. I think you just really have to believe in yourself at the end of the day, know that you're gonna be stronger as new obstacles come along. And I think, as you were saying, like, you know, becoming an academic victim the first semester, like we were all humbled, but it's okay. It's okay. We will persevere. And even through this winter weather, even through it, I know we're going to be okay, girl. Because, yeah, I think that's like my main two things. Taking it day by day and just focusing on your mental health and just, you know, trying my hardest not to make the same mistakes as my first semester.
Yeah, that's so real.
But, like, I think that's the thing, though. You can't always just kind of focus or like overwhelm yourself too much of like, oh my gosh, like first semester I did this, I can't do this. This is like, you know, if you make the same mistake, it's okay. Just learn from it and then just keep going. And I know that's kind of just like really cliche, but it's true. And I think that's what I've kind of learned throughout, like, you know, this whole university process and just kind of really trying to adapt to everything. Especially, you know, we're from Texas. Like coming here, it's like a huge change. Yeah. So, yeah, I think those are my main positive.
Hey, so I feel so empowered now. Like, oh, my gosh.
Girl, we
this semester
this.
Is not ready for me.
Yeah, no.
I don't think I'm ready for it, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Like you said, you just take it day by day. That's definitely, I'm going to have to remind myself that. Cause I feel like just looking at the big picture can get really overwhelming, but just focusing on that day specifically.
Right.
So, definitely will apply those tips. You listening should too. But
yes,
thank you so much, Sarah, for being
thank
a part
you for
of this.
Having me.
This was the Human of the Commons interview. Thank you for chatting with me today, and thank y'all for listening. And make sure to stay in tune next week for another episode of the Commons Cast.
Commons Cast is produced by My Commons Life, a division of student media at Vanderbilt, in cooperation with the Office of the Dean of the Ingram Commons. Subscribe to CommonsCast at Apple Podcasts or via your favorite podcast app.